Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what up, people, man? It's your boy, man, Dennis Weston, Weston World One, Dennis Live, Sleep Dilla, whatever you want to call me, that's what I am. And today, man, we're just going to be talking a little bit about what's going on with, actually, the topic, man. How are you surviving R. Kelly, Donald Trump, and investing? And also, too, we'll be doing an open floor discussion with the people, so I don't know if y'all can really hear me. So, you know, I always do this test run to make sure that everything is on or whatever. You want to call in. The number here is actually 646-688-2316. Again, the telephone number here is 646-688-2316. All right, and then just put it in, and then we going to go from there. Let's see here. Survivor R. Kelly today, man, we see 5 years ago. And now, all of a sudden, people are starting to talk about it. And I just don't know. I'm like this. I'm like, if it was 25 years ago, then why are people, you know, saying bringing this man up and talking all this time? You know what I'm saying? And then it kind of like dawned on us, man. It was like, okay, what's the agenda? You know what I'm saying? For the you know what I'm saying, for them to be talking about R. Kelly, what's going on? And yesterday, one of my best friends, man, we were sitting back here like, oh man, we was like, okay, now we can figure out, we figuring out right now with what they're, why they doing it, what's the agenda, what is it for? So I don't know if it was because of the fact of that, you know, this man having, you know, money. Is it for the record sales? Is it because they really feel he's a predator? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? That's why I was just tuning in, you know, to see what's going on. And I was just saying, like, how are y'all surviving? Because, you know, it's like surviving R. Kelly. So I guess the survivors or whatever. And I'm going to be perfectly honest with you guys, man. I watched maybe the first episode, and it, you know what I'm saying, like, it really didn't do anything, you know what I'm saying, like, it really wasn't nothing that I could really say that really made me say, man, dog, man, R. Kelly bogus, he foul, he this, he that, because everybody is talking about it, all the witnesses and everything, whatever. Do you think that they should be guilty as well, because they was, like, there? You know what I'm saying? If they was worried about that person or whoever it was, why they didn't call authorities? You know what I'm saying? Like, what made them so scared for them to, you know, say nothing because he's R. Kelly, right? I don't know. You know? I don't know. What are your thoughts, man? I got a few people on this calling in right now. So what we're going to do is, I can't even... It's so crazy, you know what I'm saying? I can't even play other people's music because they be doing those, you know, copyright infringement strikes and all that stuff. So, you know, normally I have some music tuned in with or whatever, but I can't even do that, man. So you might get like just a, you know, a quiet, you know, a little pause or a little silence or whatever because, you know what I'm saying? Lord, I'm like, let's go into commercial break. I can't even do it right now because I don't know what music that I can use that is, you know what I'm saying, that I won't get striked on. I was going to play, you know, put a little R. Kelly music in the background, but I can't do that. They're going to strike me out. You know, R. Kelly might turn around and do something crazy. You know what I'm saying? He might be like, hey, man, on the down low, you know, get him out the closet. And, you know, what they say, get do that 12 play, that 12 play. Yeah, I had it right the first time. Make him do that 12 play. So that's why I don't have no music or nothing like that. But I got people tuning in or whatever, man. I'm just going to just see who all on the phone. Just say what up to them. The first topic today, man, you know, I know everybody's tuning in. Well, the whole subject today is about how are you surviving R. Kelly, Donald Trump and investing. And also, too, whatever you want to add to it, we're just doing an open floor discussion about everything. And like I was saying, like one of my best friends, Val John, aka Honey Love, we was just talking about, you know, R. Kelly and the stuff that was going on. So I'm gonna definitely bring him on, and we're gonna share the conclusion. Somebody had texted me. It was so crazy. They texted me and told me yesterday, no, actually this morning, hey man, what happened? Why y'all didn't go do the radio show? I was like, what? I was like, oh yeah, it's tomorrow. Oh man, I gotta work, but I'm gonna be on, and I want to hear what Honey Love had to say about the conclusion. So let me bring his mic in. Hold on 1 second. Hey, what's going on, Honey Love? You in the building?
Yes, sir. How everybody doing? How you doing today, bro?
Man, I'm doing great, man. I can't complain, man. I'm excited, happy, all at the same time, man. You know what I'm saying? We woke up today. My feet hit the ground, and, man, 10 toes moving. You know what I'm saying?
In that order. Yeah, I definitely understand. Yeah. I mean, up ground, it's just about 6 o'clock, so yeah, I get it. Because I still didn't come in until late, you know.
Yeah, and you up again. See, man, that's what I'm talking about. You say you're getting it, keeping the ball moving, man. No matter what, you still motivated and still going. You don't even sound like you're tired.
Nah, man. Man, boots on the ground, man, that's what they say.
Right.
Sleep when I die.
Right.
Sleep when I die.
He on that Nas. That was Nas said, didn't he? Like, man, I'm gonna sleep when I die,
man.
Man,
that's a military. That's a military saying.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, you know me. I'm. You know, I was a Corps member, so I was more parade rest. What are you doing, Weston? Why you been doing the job detail?
Just learning how to march.
Absolutely, man. Forward march. That's it. Hope.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? No, parade rest.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
If you don't do nothing true,
Hess.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Get in and lean and Hess. Yeah, man. Basically, man, to get into it a little bit, man, about this surviving, how you know, I just say how you surviving R. Kelly, man, because I'm getting mixed feelings on social media. Well, I'm seeing mixed feelings on social media, man. Some people are like, man, R. Kelly this, man, he's been that, he's been doing this, he's been doing that. And then also they like, man, I don't care, I'm still gonna play his music, whether you like him or not. Then some people saying, man, dog, you know, that was 25 years ago, you know. So how do you, what is your take on this?
Absolutely. I mean, this is years ago. You know, they trying to jump into the Me Too movement, but this has nothing to do with us. Hey, I'm telling you, if, you know, I've been riding and driving all day, taking people to a lot of different places. So, you know, what happens is when I get my white passengers in, you know, I play my white station. And I get my black ones in, I play the black station, you know.
Right.
So, what happens is the white stations aren't making this an executive conversation on their stations. You know what I'm saying? So they mention it, but that's about it. You know, I go to GCI and, you know, 92.3 and, you know, 104. And it's like it's their whole narrative. And why? I mean, we got a lot of stuff to worry about, man. This guy has already beat this case. You know what I'm saying? Because he's already been tried.
Right.
You know, and the trial that he had, he beat it already. So what's happening is all the people from the case, and you got to understand it, man, if a judge didn't convict him, you know, don't get me wrong, not saying that, you know, if this actually happened or if it didn't happen, I don't know. It's several things just that I have to question. You know what I'm saying? You know, let me give you a for instance. Yeah, do you have a daughter? sleep?
Yeah.
Sleepy. You got a daughter?
Yeah. Yeah. Can you, oh, man, my bad. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I just think I didn't hear you say yes. So what happens is, let me ask you a question. You didn't already make the 15-year-old stage with your daughter, right? 14, 15? No.
Yeah, I've been there, yeah. Right now, okay. One of them now is older now. Yeah, she's damn near grown.
Okay. Right. So this is the question, man. Let me tell you something. Something happened. Your 15-year-old daughter didn't come home from school. What you finna do?
I'm going to call and see what she at. I'm going to be worried.
Yeah. If something happened to your daughter and they said it happened at the school, where you finna go?
I'm going to the school to talk to the principal.
Yeah. Yeah. If somebody smacked your daughter off the block and she come in and say something happened to her, what you finna do?
I'm going to the block to see what's going on.
Yeah, if somebody do some bodily harm to your daughter, what you gonna do?
Yeah, definitely, man. I'm gonna do all that. I'm definitely
yeah, so
going
what,
to.
What makes me say this is, you know, for any father who's active, if something happens to their daughter, you know what I'm saying? Not even saying their sons might go out there and fight. You'd be like, all right, okay, be a man, and you know what I'm saying, and fight back. But if something happens to your daughter, I'm coming down there with the pistol. We don't even have to have a conversation. Win, lose, or draw. You know what I'm saying? So what happens is I can't see a man, not even saying a family, you know,
yeah.
having a daughter who's 15. If my daughter don't come in from school by 5:30 because the bus let her off at 5:15, I'm standing up to debt. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So how the hell are you going to tell me you let a 15-year-old go missing for weeks and you not know?
That's real.
And you understand what I'm saying? I'm talking about some real shit. So how are you going to tell me you know where your daughter at and you not come to this man's house and had a police either with you? Or you sitting there with a 12-gauge blowing the knobs off his door.
Man, you sitting there, man.
Talking
you
about
ready?
Not just not. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not talking about just knocking on the door and saying, "Hey, let my daughter out." First of all, my daughter 15. We ain't even got no conversation. If something happens to my daughter at school, I'm kicking the school doors down. If my neighbors do something and hit my daughter or these niggas on the block and my daughter coming through the line and they being disrespectful and they smack my daughter on the ass, that ain't even talking about fucking. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Or they say something out of pocket. I'm coming down there and I'm finna surround the block. So what do you think I'm going to do if R. Kelly got my 15-year-old daughter in his house?
Right. Man,
how can all these events? You, I'm talking about being a real person, a real parent. If you're a real parent, these things that they talking about just could not fucking happen. If my daughter gone off the fuck, my daughter gone an hour more than she should be, dude. Be realistic about what we talking about, though. She going to the mall more than an hour. She coming to the house 20 minutes late. We sitting there finna beat her ass. You know what I'm saying? My daughter go to homecoming, and the motherfucker she roll with, if they ain't come in by a certain time, I'm at their motherfucking house.
That's real. Yeah.
So how can me as a man, don't even say a parent. Well, yeah, a parent that's a guy, first of all, and don't even implement you being with or married to the woman and y'all sitting in the house together. When you was in the house together with your daughter's mother and something happened to your daughter, you would hear her mouth going 100 miles north. That's like That's like she a fuse. She lighting your fuse.
Yeah, sure.
Not even saying
yeah.
she going out the door. She's sitting there saying, motherfucker, if you don't get out there and find my motherfucking child, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh,
absolutely.
No. 110% absolute. Nigga.
That's yeah. right. Yeah.
If you don't get up and move, I'm going to kill you myself. That's her threat in you. I don't
even
not know
even
where you're going to live if you don't get out there and find my baby. You understand
not
what
even.
I'm saying? You got to be
yeah.
living in this house. Yeah. If you don't find
yeah.
my baby, you don't come back. Did you see the movie
you,
John Q?
Man.
Did you,
yeah,
did you
absolutely.
See John Q?
Yeah, I sure
the baby
did.
Baby was in danger, right?
Yeah.
She told that motherfucker,
yeah.
don't come back. He said, don't come back
John,
without my
John,
baby.
John, do something.
You understand what I'm saying? Now, what would happen if your child is being molested?
Yeah, man.
And you mean to tell me this man's still walking?
Man.
Out of all these, out of 30 or 50 motherfuckers, we talking about the black neighborhood. We ain't talking about Bill Cosby raping bitches and they sleep and he's fucking them. And they wake up like, oh, these grown-ass women.
That's real.
We talking about
yeah.
children. Because a parent, they going to kill that motherfucker. Let me tell you something.
Wait.
A guy.
Wait. Wait for you. Go. Wait yeah. for you. Wait for you. Come in on that next one, man. Cause I got a few people on, and I just want to, you know, elaborate with them, and just get their
yeah,
thoughts
yeah,
and their opinions for you back up.
Yeah,
yeah. But I'm gonna let you go ahead and do it. Yeah, absolutely. Well, let me just say that today's topic, man, what we're talking about is how are you surviving R. Kelly? I don't even know if we don't even get into Donald Trump and even investing because we only got about what 45 minutes left. Well, hold on. Let me. Sure. Let me bring somebody in right now. Hold on. There's a few people I want to bring in. Hold on. Hey, what's going on all the way from Rockford, man? I got my brother Joey in the building. What up, bro? How you feeling, man?
How y'all doing?
All right, man. How you
Hello?
Doing?
I'm all right. What's going on?
Oh, nothing much, man. We were just talking about the R. Kelly. We talking about the surviving R. Kelly thing right now.
I was listening to my brother. You know, I respect his thoughts about that and everything. And, you know, it gets a little deeper than that. You know, I remember his first trial, like how he said he did beat that first case and everything. You know, I just want to say I'm originally from Chicago, too. And I met R. Kelly as a kid. You know, my cousin is a singer. He was one of the public announcers. But, like I said, it gets deeper than that because some of these kids are even sold to R. Kelly. Not sold, given to R. Kelly. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is slave. This is child. I mean, what they call underground kid, you know, marketing. He, like, when he discovered Aaliyah, they said Aaliyah was underage way before he met her. So you got to go all the way back, man. This music and all of this entertainment, man, it all involves kids, molesting kids. And it gets even deeper when you get into the white coats because they drink the blood, they eat the body. Man, this is deep, man. And I mean, and for, I'm not really following what's going on right now about the R. Kelly situation because I think it's just, to me, it's just shallow. I'm thinking about something else. And it's just, yeah, it gets deep, man. These, and like, I know I respect, you know, how you said if the girl had a dad, I don't know if she did, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I heard in this first case that the mother or the grandmother knew that one of the girls was living with him. In fact, that R. Kelly was paying the bills, bought her a car, everything, that she knew that the girl was, you know, underage and was there. And in fact, I had a girlfriend that I used to date her sister in Rockford. I dated the girl in Rockford. Her sister used to date R. Kelly. And she's told me, you know, how freaky he was and stuff like that. You know, I mean, every man got a little freaky in him. They want their girl to be a little freaky. But like I said, this sex stuff is all a part of the music. Sex is all a part of the music. And maybe R. Kelly is being exposed because he didn't fall part of the Baphomet, because it gets deep like that, Jay-Z and them. Them brothers are homosexual, man. All of this stuff, trust me, them brothers are taking it up the ass. They sucking dick. It's real. No disrespect to these. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to give other people their opinion. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for having me on, Sleepy. I'm just saying, y'all got to think deeper than that, man.
Whoa. Hey, boy. Hey, look, hold that thought, man. Before we can speak on, let me bring somebody else in, man. I got my brother LB on the in the building. What up, LB? How you doing, bro?
What up? Man, listen. I hear what everybody's saying as far as it's two sides to every coin, it's two sides to a story. and everything, you know. Not defending the brother. The brother did what he did, period. How old was Jay-Z when he started messing with Beyonce? How old was Elvis Presley when Elvis Presley married his first wife? This is not a thing. How old was Kimora Lee when she messed with Russell Simmons? Let's be real. The whole
AJ,
thing,
number
the
number.
Hey, listen, the whole thing, when you watch the movie The Color Purple, how old was that chick in there? This is not anything new. Turn on, when you go to certain porn sites, they have in there teens. Yes, she may be 18, but it still says teen. So let's be clear about one thing. And I'm not defending the brother, I'm speaking facts. The fact of the matter is, you tell me what young man, what old man has not turned around and looked at that young ass girl and remember what it was like to be with that young pussy. And then turned around and may have said, hey, how you doing? If I toss her a few dollars, she ready to go. What young woman don't want to be with an older man because of the experience or so-called giving her knowledgeable experience? Whether it is sexual knowledge experience or just knowledge experience in life itself. Clear about this all together. I'm not saying what he did was right, but I can also understand where his head is at. Because right now he's a public figure, so I can take apart and I can pull out all the bullshit that he's doing and say, he's wrong, he's wrong, he's wrong. Tank is up there talking about, you know, he bogus, woo-woo, this, that, and the other. Motherfucker, you mean to tell me ain't no young pussy came at you? You didn't think about hitting that young pussy? How ripe it was? This, that, and the other? So the age of consent in order for sexual consent in the state of Atlanta is 16. Here in the state of Illinois, it's 17. Let's be clear about something. So when the police go and knock on that man's door here in Chicago, the young woman was 17. Hold on, can't tell her to leave because in the state of Illinois, she's a consenting adult. Ain't nobody said shit when Hugh Hefner was out there doing his thing. And you can't tell me he had no underage bitches in there in the grotto.
I don't know, but I heard he only. I'm sorry, I'm going to cut you off. I don't know. Hugh Hefner only invited Dick Gregory and Bill Cosby.
Okay, well.
all of them guys been there.
I'm saying, in order for
black stars all the way down to Jamie Foxx been up there. But
listen,
can I be heard?
It's a whole slew of people who have been there, whether athletes, entertainers, businessmen, so on and so forth. So let's be clear.
Well, most of the models start at 16.
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir.
So clear about something.
Look at that little girl, JonBenet Ramsey. They was fucking that little girl.
Hey.
Wait, let him get his point across real quick, because we got like about 5 more minutes on this topic. We got to move on.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Let's be clear about something, gentlemen. Any lady who's listening on the line, I understand that you may say it is wrong, but most young women, even my wife, will admit that she was a fast chill girl when she was 15 years old, messing with somebody who was well into his 20s. Let's be clear about something, because every girl, whether their daddy is in their life or not, still has some sort of daddy issue. And if your father's not in your life, oh, you really fucked up.
A lot of those girls said they lied about their age.
Wait, listen. Yeah. The person that I really, out of all the people who made comments upon this R. Kelly thing, the only person that I really respected was Master P. And I told my wife this the other day, and Sleepy can attest to this. Nigga, ain't no alarm system, ain't no door or nothing gonna stop me from getting inside your motherfucking place. Mm. I don't need no motherfucking police to come in here to tell me what the fuck is going on up in here. If I want to get into your place, I will get into your place. Because I know how the door was put in, so I know how to take this motherfucker clean up out of here.
Wait. Hold on. Wait. Before you finish, hold on. I know Honey Love, but I kind of want to something, too, to elaborate on it, because we only have more minutes to talk about this. Go ahead, Honey Love. Okay. I know you want to say something about it.
Oh, yeah. Listen, the bottom line, this guy is being scapegoated. You know, and there's a lot of social and political issues that's going on as far as life is concerned. As far as us as being black, the laws have changed and each year upon what is and what's not statutory rape for young ladies, as far as that's concerned. And they put those laws in place initially to police the blacks, you know what I'm saying, and to put a lot of the blacks into jail, okay? But in the slavery times, they were breeding us and having sex with our children, as well as the men and women, you know what I'm saying, being raped, pillaged on a daily basis, you know. And they were being bred at 12, 11, you understand what I'm saying? So they were having up to 13 or 15 kids so they can work the fields, you know. And now it gets to a point where the laws have changed, and the laws have changed a lot. And the majority of the laws that's been put on the books is to mass incorporate and incarcerate blacks, period. Because
right.
that was the only
right.
way they can get free slave labor once the Emancipation Proclamation got put into effect. And it's still happening today. But they use it in a different way. They use it in a way to silence and to catch up to motherfuckers who just getting too big for their britches. You know what I'm saying? Meaning their money, their wealth, starting to exceed the opportunity that they will want them in. Why is the majority of our black rap stars getting accused of rape? For what? Well, y'all been watching them. Y'all have a whole policing system just for the rappers. And they fly around and watch them everywhere they go. They put people in place, as well as, you know, all the way down to white women being with the athletes. Why the majority of these athletes are not with white bitches? You know, it goes all the way back to just even the movie Get Out itself. Because it's a corporate infrastructure.
I want to ask you a question, honey love. What law school did you go to again? Because you're speaking too much truth right here. What law school did you say you went to again?
Man, I'm living life around here, man. I'm an active Mason. I got to keep my ground, my boots on the ground, man. I'm telling you, if you sleep on it, you're gonna get fucked up. As well as these guys on the block. I was military 8 years working on aircraft, man. If you can see the face on a dime at 40,000 feet with a missile, what you think they doing on the block? They can't even get around. If you could turn around and Google your block and look at your whole entire block at a 360-degree radius, you know, what the fuck is they doing on the block? You know how many black pilots it is? You can count them on one hand.
Yeah.
and then, listen, the crazy part is, and I don't even mean to get kicked off the subject, but it's been documented since the 20s that the CIA has been putting, and the FBI have been putting drugs into the black community. So they're making money off both sides. It's crazy, man. So If these niggas ain't growing it themselves, where they getting it from? If you don't go to school and you being served the motherfuckers on the block, rock. You know, who the fuck taught you how to crystallize, crystallized motherfucking cocaine. You know? So, and then after all is said and done, they find out that the crystallization of cocaine was a government patent. You know, so all this shit goes deeper than what it is. Just like the other brother was saying, you know, about situations. But it's a shell game. All they're doing right now is basically taking your attention away on this side to do and implement something else that's going on the back end of it. So if people aren't paying attention, you know, in a full circle, you got to do 360 degrees every time you walk. Because if you don't, somebody's going to hit you from behind. So if you're throwing out a distraction, you know, if this guy can't be tried on it again, unless it's a death, the only thing he can't be tried on again is death, right? The trial. So why would you bring this shit back up 15, 20 years later? All these people grown. You didn't survive, Dr. Kelly, just like they said. But the white folks been doing this shit to blacks our entire life. Since slavery.
Speak on it.
You understand what I'm saying? If you see a light-skinned brother walking past you with blue eyes or hazel, because ain't no motherfucking niggas coming out of Africa with motherfucking blue eyes or brown hair, they got some albino tribes.
Yeah, the Book of Enoch. The Book of Enoch talking about it.
They don't even look white. But, yeah, so if you see any light-skinned brothers walking around here, their parents have been raped from slavery. The house nigga, the reason for the house nigga is because why? Because just like, even if you the worst father on earth, you still going to look out for a child that you think might be yours in comparison to everybody else who out there in the field. And instantly you know, because this baby light skin. Ain't no two niggas gonna have a light skin baby. So guess what? That became the house nigga. And these are all the steps of how to break your slave within the Jim Crow system. There's a book on it. Take your time out, brothers, and yo, pick it up.
What's the name of the book? Do you know the Jim Crow? Is it the Jim Crow book, or what is the name of it?
Yeah, it's definitely. You can pull it up. It's the Jim Crow system, the Jim Crow laws, it's on the tip of my tongue, man. The Willie Lynch letters.
Okay. Yeah.
That's where they coin all the phrases that we hear about. Mm-hmm. That's why they call the hanging of blacks lynching.
There's another book also
because
that
of Willie
just,
Lynch.
The another book that just came out about the new Jim Crow. You know how they took the old laws and then they reformed them, so now we have new Jim Crow right now. So,
right. Well, it's always been implemented. It's been implemented into the system since the beginning. And that's within the laws itself. That's the foundation of the Bill of Rights. It starts there.
Yeah.
You know,
especially
we weren't even considered human. Yeah, we weren't even considered human from the beginning.
Two-thirds of a man or one-third of a man or something like that? What is it, one-third of a man or two-thirds of a man?
Three-fifths.
Okay,
three-fifths. Yeah. You weren't considered a whole man. You were considered three-fifths of a man.
Wait, before y'all go on that, man. That's a whole nother story. That's a whole nother topic.
Yeah,
man.
I know. I definitely know. But all I'm saying is, just to cap it off for me, is this. This has been happening among us for a long time. before that. You know what I'm saying? So we were in down south, and we were having kids young. They were having kids at 13, 14, until they put it into the law system that it was different. And they initially started that because they wanted to enslave black men at that particular time. They would create laws that would automatically get you put into the system. And it's still happening right now. But the second half of this is, as we grow as people, we start understanding that sometimes these laws are good, which, yes, a mindset of a child which is 15 or 16, they aren't fully functional, developing, you know, into a place where they can't be. They're very, they can be influenced easily. So, yeah,
right.
There should be laws in place. If this guy did that, that's a bad thing. But you got to understand that also Trump, before he became president, was being had a lawsuit for molestation.
Okay, wait, stop. Hey, hold on. Speaking of Trump, let me, because I know that what you said about that. Now we're going to talk about Trump. Everybody got their Surviving R. Kelly out? I'm sure y'all did. We went over.
Yeah, I'm done with that.
Anybody
else? I don't even look. That, I think the brother's being scapegoated. You know, if he did what he did, it's wrong, definitely. But for us to be reliving it, why?
I believe it's that money thing, man. So,
yeah, they making money off of it, but everybody making money off of it. You know, people who did songs with them talking crazy. If you don't like what R. Kelly did, and you feel that strongly about it, stop making money off of your iCloud account off of that song. Donate the money that you keep making from the residual income of you doing that song with him, donate it to charity. They're not doing that.
They talking about them, bashing them, but they still keeping the bread. Ain't that something? That's crazy.
Yeah, you talk about it, but you still making money.
Hold on.
You talking about it, you get on TV with it, but guess what? You did it because you was going to get a check. Everybody who stepped up and said something, they got a check.
They got a check. Wow. Well, look, man, that concludes. Let me see something. Let me bring it in. Hey, caller 818. Did you want to say something?
R. Kelly getting a check, too. Everybody is rehashing all of his old songs. Now he's making millions all over again off the same songs from some years ago. But he wouldn't have been making that money if they would have never brought it up.
That's it. We conclude R. Kelly. I'm finna hit the gavel. Anybody else want to say something about R. Kelly? Because I'm about to shut R. Kelly down. We survived him so far. So do y'all conclude? Everybody agree?
Okay. Agree.
All right, cool. Now check this out. Well, today's topic, man, was how are we surviving R. Kelly, Donald Trump, and investing. So now we just survived R. Kelly. We're going to talk a little bit about Donald Trump. So here, I got this from BBC News, right? The government shutdown. Trump appeals to U.S. TV audience over the wall. And I'm just going to just read a little bit. No plagiarism over here. Because they be, man, I promise every time I read something, man, they be like, hey, man, we're going to get part of that money or whatever it is. I'm like, what money? Anyway, U.S. President Donald Trump is set to argue that an immigration crisis requires loan and promise that wall in the Mexico border. Now, check this out. Mr. Trump will make his case in his first speech from the Oval Office at 2100 Eastern Standard Time. So that's, what's that? 21 is what? 8 o'clock? Or 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. So that's like 8 o'clock Central Standard Time on Wednesday to tomorrow. And then ahead of trip, and he's going to talk about that border for Thursday. Now, a partial government shutdown has been elected for 17 days after the lawmaker failed to break a budget impasse. So basically they're saying here the president is insisting that this be included for the border wall. You want to do the U.S. tax refunds. He's saying that they're safe from the shutdown. Then he's saying the shutdown embarrassing the U.S. tech industry. And then saying the shutdown stories. Now, with that U.S. tech industry, they're basically talking about the stock market or whatever. If we have enough time, I want to elaborate on that too. But Valj, I know you were saying something about Donald Trump, about him, like how he got caught in that scandal and all that stuff too. But how do y'all feel about him, you know, shutting down the government? People not getting paid these, you know, say because they, because he want that wall built. How do y'all, how do you feel about that? Anybody can speak on
that. Man, I think the bottom line is, it's unnecessary. It's unnecessary. You know what I'm saying? These, the people that's coming from there to here or vice versa, they've been able to come back and forth for years. You know, when I was in the service, we would go down to San Diego and just cross the vault past the border to go party. You know what I'm saying? So, and as far as the drugs and stuff that come through the border, they don't walk that shit through. The only people who walk it through there is the ones who really need safety. You know what I'm saying? When have you seen, every time you see an Escobar movie or something like that, guess what, how they get in here? They fly in it. They flying it in. They got ships that's bringing it in. They ain't got nothing to do with a wall. Now, they done made some fucking Fast and Furious movies, like they run gun running it with some fast cars under a motherfucking underneath the ground to get it to the United States. But guess what? It still would bypass the wall if they did do that. You see what I'm saying?
Still. Uh-huh.
But guess what? Let's put this. You got to put this on the number one way they've been getting it here. After all the movies you've seen, is through the FBI and the CIA, who's been in conjunction with the drug smuggling trade and putting it into the black community.
It's big business. The United States economy would fold without the drug, without the, well, a big chunk of the economy would fold without the drug trade. Let's be clear about this.
I don't know about, because I don't know necessarily about the drug trade. I think, listen, they making big money off of it. That's hands down. We already know that. But they're not putting it back into the system for us. They're putting it back system for themselves.
But I'm saying, look just off of the drug trade within itself. How many hands eat off of that? Not just the drug itself.
Oh, yeah, that's an understatement.
The byproduct, right, the byproduct you know, the killing, police force, the lawyer, the pretend lawyer, the public pretender,
the free slave labor.
Exactly. So at the end of the day, just because of this, the drug treatment programs, the drugs to try to somewhat wing them off of it. So I take you off of this and I put you on something else. So now we go into other markets.
Yeah, but that's not for us, though. It's not for us.
No, it's not.
We haven't been able to go through the drug treatment program. That's what, the blacks been cracked out for years, and that's why we never got a system.
Donald Trump, though. I think y'all kind of, because it's like, Donald Trump, and that, I mean, like, as far as, like, talking about Trump, and you know what I'm saying, the drugs and Donald Trump, the drugs been here way before Donald Trump. We all know that, you know what I'm saying? In my eyes, when I was a kid, the rappers, you know what I'm saying, because I'm born the 70s baby, born in the 80s, and Donald Trump, you know, at the time, I'm ignorant. Oh, he's the richest man in the world. That's what I think, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, like I said, I was ignorant. Donald Trump just sound like a man with money. Okay, but now if you know the history, as we get to, you know, get to know Donald Trump, the little bit that they put on mainstream media, for those who still have a shallow understanding of this man, He's been selected. I was showing Sleepy stuff that, man, he got letters from Nixon's wife and all. You know, he's a part of that bloodline. You know what I'm saying? It's a bloodline.
Absolutely.
History.
Yeah.
He was selected, man. That dude was on Oprah Winfrey already saying, when I become president, you know, even with the Simpsons predicting this shit, man, you know, it's more of what is he going to do. See, some people, see, y'all know about the white hat. Do y'all know about anything? I'm a military person too. I was in the Army for 7 years. I was in the Army 7 years. I was in Fort Sill, Oklahoma, 13 Bravo. I was there when they blew up the Oklahoma City building. And Donald Trump, he's a part of that bloodline, y'all.
It's a hidden society.
The bottom line is who's getting paid off of building these walls? Construction is a big business. Who's getting paid to build this wall? Who do I farm this out to? Yes, I want this wall, but my people are going to be the ones who built this wall because I promised them that, hey, listen, I'm going to get this wall. Y'all going to get this money. Bottom line.
Man, he's just a shady dude all the way around, man. And then, you know, on top of that, he's the same as R. Kelly to me. You know, he had cases already for, you know, underage and molestation of women before this. And then he also is the lead who has one of the people who has been leading to have Miss America. You know, that's his program. All those women.
How can
all
a man get elected by saying grab him by the pussy? If America has any integrity as far as saying this is our a man, we're gonna elect a man who said grab him by the pussy. Now all the women, he should never been grabbed. If that be the case.
If Obama would have said that, they would have crucified him. But what happens is he's just who he is. He's being protected.
He's speaking for the real white
man.
Speaking for the rich white man, young girls, how we talked about before.
They was having underage young girl parties at his house. Matter of fact, his best friend went to jail for molestation and child pornography. Guess where he was throwing his parties
right
at?
Now.
He was having his parties at Donald Trump's spot.
Boy, he's got 8 years. He's a gangster.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy, man.
He told his own lawyer to set the charge, man. Go ahead, I'm president. You my lawyer.
Wait, hold on.
A lawyer go to jail.
Hold on, y'all. Let me bring another call in, man. It's my son, y'all. Justin, what's going on? You okay, man? Coughing. Justin, what's going on, son?
Yo. Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, man. Yeah, just basically talking about. he probably remember you, man. We was in the front room at your house. We're talking another story. Anyway, AJ, we talking about how are you surviving? Well, we survived R. Kelly already. We talking about Donald Trump right now. How do you feel about it? We got about 2 minutes on him.
Talking about Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Hey,
somebody said he's cool.
He's too young to know anything about Trump.
No, man, Donald Trump, man, he know what he's doing, man. Everybody, I feel like everybody that is involved with anything that he is doing is stupid. Also, man. Also, I just feel like, man, you know, as long as he keep the gas prices down, I'm cool.
You cool with it? Okay, cool. That's what it is, man. Now, do anybody have anything else to say about R. Kelly? Because we got about a good 10 minutes left, and we're going to move on to the next topic.
R. Kelly, all of that stuff was consensual sex, and they just doing it. You just saw that he just got over 1 million streams in 2 days on all of the music platforms. That was, man, this is, come on now. They, ain't nobody in the show, especially his baby mama, sitting there. She just said, now mind you, she just on the little show, she just sat there and said how he wasn't a good dad and how he had all this stuff going on. But now she on social media talking about he did all he could for his kids. You know, he's a music genius or whatever. If somebody tortured you that much or brought you physical, mental, emotional abuse the way that she was trying to say he did, you would never even want to speak to that person again or speak on anything good about that person because she was making it seem like his bad outweighed his good. So what do you have good to say? It's like she contradicts herself. So, I mean, then everything on there was all the girls that they was talking about was consensual sex. Like, you know what I'm saying? Whether they was young or they wasn't, you know, it was all consensual. It ain't nobody saying he forced them to. But that's like any other rapper. Now you got girls that's gonna go just because they, you know, they who they are. You know what I'm saying? They just going off the fame. But like I feel like that's a part of like his record sales or something, man. Because you know he R. Kelly in debt right now. So you know, come on now.
I don't know about that.
You know what I'm saying? His own brother's selling him out. Like, come on now.
I ain't gonna say he in debt. He ain't nowhere near in debt. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna put that straight on up. He's nowhere near in debt. The man did too much out here for other artists and everything else and behind the scenes that people don't even know about. And he's still making money. I'm not gonna say that he's in debt. I can play crazy with my money.
Of course, that's just like 50 Cent. Remember they said he filed bankrupt, but now he on here buying Ferrari trucks every day and all of that now?
Hey, come on now, in the public eye,
they filed bankruptcy to protect other assets.
Okay, of course, that's what I'm saying. And this is kind of like the R. Kelly situation. You mean to tell me if he been doing this all these years, if he been doing all of this bad stuff all these years, you wait till the man do his last tour, what was it, a year or 2 years ago? His last tour. And now they putting it to public eyes that he's going broke and all of that. And now y'all come out with a show to garnish his image and everything. Y'all coming out with a whole show like he was just like ain't nobody, like he's just raping all these kids and all of this. Like, come on now.
Well, his CD is about to drop. So, you know, and I know that personally because I just sat with him like 2 weeks ago. We were smoking cigars together. So his CD is about to drop. I listened to the damn CD. So at the end of the day, you know, somebody else probably heard about it and say, hey, you know what? Let's put this in the forefront and see if we can mess up in sales. But they didn't understand as far as entertainment in itself. Whether it's good publicity or bad publicity, it's still going to sell because it's publicity. Whether good or bad, it's still going to sell.
And now,
if ain't nobody else know about that, Honey Love, you should know.
Yeah.
Honey Love?
His call had dropped. I guess he's gonna call back in. Yeah, it's cool. I'm glad you said that.
Whether it's good or bad, it's still gonna sell. I was just with him 2 weeks ago. We were still smoking downtown. Not weed, y'all, smoking cigars. We just smoking cigars downtown. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I got the music on my phone. I got three of the songs on my phone. And I know his shit is about to drop. And I'm like, man, is this the final? He's like, no, I'm still in the lab. I'm tweaking it, this, that, and the other. But so if he's putting something together, somebody got wind of it, said, hey, he's about to drop another CD. So let's see if we can burn that. See if we can stop his sales, so on and so forth. Everything is chess. It's not checkers. So they didn't realize that at the end of the day, you think that you're stopping the man and you ain't doing nothing but making the man even powerful, even more powerful. Because here in the city of Chicago, everybody knew about R. Kelly. Everybody knew he was doing what he was doing. You know what I'm saying? There was no secret about it. So at the end of the day, we accepted it. We loved his music, and we left it alone. That's your life. We ain't got nothing to do with it. As long as it ain't my child over there, we ain't got nothing to do with that.
Ooh,
we still
pause.
Love you. We like your music. Boom.
Pause. See, that's crazy because you said that. See, that's another topic. I'm going to move forward on with R. Kelly because everybody did know about that. You know what I'm saying? We keep on going on for that because we got that for days. A lot of us from Chicago, so we know. But I want to move a little bit forward now. And just for the people that are just tuning in or whatever, or listening online, or calling in, where we're talking about the topic today is about how are you surviving R. Kelly, Donald Trump, and investing. And now I have to move forward to investing because this is really important for our people too as well. A lot of us, they know about investing and what they need to do to invest, but a lot of people don't know about, you know how to invest or go about investing. And while you guys was talking, you can really invest in, you could put up as little as $5 to invest into, you know, what, an app, You know, we got with the Robinhood app.
I'm not cutting you off. I wouldn't do that. That's not how you get them started. I'm sorry, not to cut you off. And what you're saying is still factual. But if you really want to get them started and see some get them rolling, and then they can learn too and still get, you know, be deep in it, you wouldn't want to start with that. I would disagree. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, no, don't disagree. Tell me how. Give me a result. What would you do?
Because today's none of us, let's be honest, I don't know you guys. I don't even know how many people's on this line. I don't know how you guys live your life. But when I first heard about investments, it was in like 90-something. And somebody told me about AOL, them little discs that we used to get in the mail. And they was like, if you'd have flipped it over and you'd have read them little, the thin line, you know, the little bottom line that you could have invested back then, it was like 50 cents. You know what I'm saying? See, white people, they come up, they know this stuff, you know, about Silicon Valley and the internet and all this stuff. That's when I'm like, oh, okay, investment. I wouldn't know, but we hear about pork bellies and all this stuff through movies and, you know, just the stock market itself. Okay, but today's world, right now, today, it's all about knowing two things. What do you spend your time doing? That's very important. What I mean by that is, like, because when you invest, man, you got to have that money to say, well, if I put this money over here, I know for a fact I won't go touch it, you know, because you can't touch your investment. That's the main thing. You got to put that money to the side because that's your investment. And in a few times, that's going to pay you off. And then secondly, you got to know the market. You got to know the market and what's going on. And when I started off, man, because right now I'm invested, y'all, I'm investing in gold. I'm invested right now in precious metals. And it's about the reward. I'm trying to get everybody turned on the precious metals. That's gold, silver, even platinum, if y'all can afford it.
What is it called?
You know what I'm saying?
The company. The
company I'm investing in right now is called Karat Bars. That's with a KARATBARS. And it's that company is 8 years old. You know what I'm saying? It's in Germany. It's not over here. It's not in America. America doesn't have any type of gold company. You know, we don't got that stuff. All that stuff is overseas. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, make a long story short, it's cryptocurrency that's backed by gold, and I'm proud that I got it. And if anybody out there, see if you can get everybody my number, I can help you. And just little as $150. As soon as you invest your $150, guess what? You already 30% richer. And I'll show you could do your numbers, you get your wallet, I'll show you, I can hook everybody up. And then by this time, if you start today in January, I put my life on it by July. From right now, January, if you invest right now, just $150, I'm guaranteed in July, y'all be happy as hell that y'all did it.
See, that's dope. Fact. Now, that's why I tell everybody to hit me in my inbox. Hit me with the contact information. I need your full name, your telephone number, what city and state you in, how do we meet, how did you hear about us, and we're going forward
I talk to anybody as long as it takes. I'm sitting in front of my laptop right now. I don't know how many people right now can go to a website. You know what I'm saying? I'll give out the website. It's caratbit.com. You can check it out right now. We all in the green. Matter of fact, we just went up 10%. And what I'm saying is you got to read the white paper too. Excuse me?
Wait, no. The reason why I want them to talk to you directly instead of just giving them the information to go fend for themselves, so that way you can kind of get them a guide tour of what you're talking about. Because somebody might just go on and don't know how to invest, and you can kind of teach them
right.
why y'all going
I got
at
you.
It. Now, end the show because we only got like 60 seconds left. But, man, I want to thank everybody for coming on the show. I really do appreciate y'all. Lastly, when you cut me off, when I said the $5 thing, it's like the $5 challenge when they invest in to whatever it is. If you do $5 a day, that's $35 a week. And then you times that by four, it's going to come out to like, I'm thinking like 100 and maybe say $40 or whatever. If you do that by 12 months, you're going to have $1,680, and then you can start investing and learning how to do that. So when you invest into yourself first, then start learning how to invest with everything else. That's why I was saying like $5 could get you started. And, you know, like the Robinhood app, the Stash app, the Acorn app. But the show is about to end, man. Thank you, LB. Thank you, Honey Love. Thank you, Justin. Thank you, Joey, and all other callers that came on. We will conclude. Talk to y'all, man. Peace out.